With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
So you've been watching The Last of Us.
Yes, while this was on, I couldn't watch this.
Does anybody watch this anymore? Is it just me? The Apprentice. I watch The Apprentice. I always watch it. It's one of my... I love the gaff. I always say gaff when I see the gaff. I love what London looks like. It always looks like I want to visit after I see The Apprentice. It's amazing buildings. And then it has got gradually worse over the seasons.
Are the contestants every season more reality than business people? Did it started out being business?
I think they were always reality people.
Oh, were they?
Okay. Yeah. They were. Like Jennifer Zamparelli is like, she went on it.
She was on it, yeah.
Yeah, she was on it. Like, that was around the fifth season or something. But yeah, so I called it from the beginning. The boys were all absolute brutal. They were terrible. Every single boy. So from the very beginning. So it's not because she's very gorgeous, but Rochelle, I picked her from the very first day. Now, I just a complete hunch, because you don't really know them on the first day.
I remember you said this on air, and the only reason why I remember is I went, Rochelle from the Saturdays.
Yes. Well, no, she's not Rochelle from Saturdays, but she's gorgeous. So it's Rochelle and Marnie are in the final, which will happen this week. It's all been filmed, but they got down to the final two last week.
What did they get out of it?
They get a £250,000 investment in their business.
Wow.
But this is the whole thing, right? So supposing you and me were in it. Supposing your idea was, well, what would be your business? Probably...
coffee shop.
A coffee shop, right? And my business would be a children's book, right? I want to write children's books or something. I don't know. And so he'd go through it. So it doesn't really matter how we did in the show. In the back of his head, he's thinking, I want to invest in Jim's children's books. So even if I was worse than you, I think he fires people because he likes their business.
And so does he have a stake in it then, or does he just gift you that 250?
No, he has a stake in it. Yeah, he's your business partner, so he'll help you with it.
Right.
But there's something in it for him as well. But he'll invest 250. So it's like Dragon's Den, but like it's much more difficult to get the wedge.
I wonder with the Irish ones, are there still companies and businesses that have done really well out of it? Having the dragons or having the whatchamacallit.
I like the Irish one. Why did they get rid of that?
Yeah, the Irish one was very good. On both, actually.
Yeah.
The Apprentice and Dragon's Den.
Must be more expensive to film or something.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I liked it. Anyway, so it's Marnie and Rochelle in the final. And it was clear from the one of the girls I thought was going to win, she walked. I don't know why. They never explained that. They just don't like living in the house, so they want to go home or something.
I did read an article about one of them that went to Dubai but actually didn't get to film in Dubai because may have enjoyed himself a bit too much on the flight.
Is that what happened to him?
Did you not know?
No,
yet?
There was a fella with glasses. There was a fella with glasses and he was kind of annoying, actually. He was a Scottish fella and that's really unusual because normally I never find Scottish people annoying. And he was in it and he was a contender. And the next thing... And Brian decided not to go home. So he had a
gargle and it just didn't go too well.
Oh.
Yeah, he made a show of himself, apparently.
Oh, and brilliant.
Fell from the flight. And that was the end of that.
Anyway, Rochelle has a hair extensions business. I think it's obvious that I'm a fan of Rochelle's. she's a hair extension business. And I don't think he's ever invested in anything like that before.
What's the other one? Do you know?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Rochelle, no, she's a a boxing gym fitness.
Two good businesses. Yeah, I'd say the you know, get into Penny's or get into wherever and throw all those hair things everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a great bit of
money. So they're the two girls. They're both very impressive. So the final is this Thursday. Okay, so murder on the cobbles. Now, Carla's not going to get murdered, is she? Because it says here that Stephen Reed is sticking LSD into her drinks.
It's got Coronation Street's gone muck recently, hasn't it?
I don't know.
They're trying to bring it back.
Right, so there's murderer. So is he going to murder Carla? She's been in it for a long time. Dream Team Carla.
She was 50 the other day.
Fantastic.
I would have thought she was 41. She's stunning looking.
So is he going to murder her? Do you know? Is this?
I think he's building up. It's going to be one of those things where he's going to build it, and then she'll find out you're the one. So what's happening is that he's in a bit of bother with money, and he is Audrey's son from another husband from years ago when he came back into it. And he was like apparently a multi-millionaire, but you're starting to realise that he's actually broke.
Another scam artist on the cobbles.
And he's murdered about 4 people already so far.
Well, Carly could be the fifth. They're saying Pat Phelan murdered 4 people. He let Michael Rodwell die from a heart attack. He forced Andy Carver to shoot Vinnie Ashford. Then he shot Andy himself. And later he shot Luke Britton. That's 4. Then you had, of course, Richard Hillman, probably my favourite of all the Coronation Street murderers.
Well, let me tell you a piece of information. Last week, 20 years ago, Richard Hillman drove into the canal and went, "I love you, Gail."
He left Dougie Ferguson to die after he fell off a ladder, very similar to the last fella. Then he silenced his ex-wife Patricia with a shovel, and then he tried to kill Emily Bishop, but was interrupted by Maxine Peacock, and then he killed her. Do you remember that? They called him Norman Bates with a briefcase. That was his nickname. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Graham O'Toole from 104 Drive
is
a massive, massive Coronation Street fan.
What?
I'm meeting him here, and he did a podcast with Fionnuala J.
Yeah.
And they did 1 hour on that Richard Hillman murder mystery.
And was it all the murderers or just the one with the
all the murders, but it was the Richard Hillman era of Coronation Street. I listened to it. It's brilliant.
Tony Gordon killed 2 people as well. Don't remember him. Liam Connor, he killed him, and he attempted to bump off as Carly Connor. This is the second time she's been attempted to be bumped off.
Oh yeah, wasn't she married to him?
He tried to kill Roy Cropper, and then he shot Robbie Sloan during the Underworld factory siege. The Underworld factory siege. Come on, that road is ridiculous. And then John Stape, he killed 2 people back in the day. I won't go into
it. Wasn't he married with Fuzz? What was her name?
Fuzz. Fizz, is it?
Fizz. Fuzz. Poor Fuzz.
I think poor Al Fuzz. Yeah, was he married to her, was he? And who's married to Fuzz now?
Tyrone Dobbs.
Whatever happened to the girlfriend?
That was really strange. It was like the scriptwriters wrote, "We're going to break up this couple now and let him go off with someone else till he got pregnant." And then all of a sudden they went, beep, beep, beep. She runs away and he's back with Fuzz.
And remember that? Do you remember the night that Tyrone and Sally Webster?
I do remember that.
It was just a one-night thing, but still.
And now she's with your man, Tim.
Tim, I haven't seen him in a while.
I drop into it. I have an issue at home at the minute that we've lost our Virgin Media clicker.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Send away for another one.
Yeah, we're waiting for it to come in. But when we turn on the TV, all we have is RTE1. So I can tell you everything happened from Nationwide, some Irish show last night, prime time, the whole thing. RTE1 all last night.
Yeah. Let's skip the Nationwide review. If we're really stuck before 10, though, we will.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
I can't wait for Succession. I really do like it. Kieran Culkin plays Roman Roy in Succession. He was at the season 4 premiere in New York last night. It's the last season of the show, and Kieran, who's brilliant in it, tells us what he thinks. He thinks if it could have gone on or not.
I feel like it could have kept going, and I would have liked one more, but I also know, like, you know, read the scripts, we shot it. I like where it ends, but what's interesting about it is I feel like it could go more. Jesse Armstrong, right over there, told me at the start of the season that it might be the end, but might not. And then he told me the story of... He basically laid out the entire season before we started shooting it. And I said, that kind of sounds like the end. He goes, yes, or... And then he threw out, like, 3 different ideas of where the show could go. And I went, all of those sound great. And he says, I'm just not sure yet.
Okay, so maybe. Who knows? Is there a maybe there?
I'd say there's a spin-off in this.
He's brilliant in it. Does he decide to sit on all those different things? You know, if he's in a room, like he'll sit on a window ledge or like on top of a bookcase. He just sits on different, like where people don't sit, he sits.
I don't think he has to reach hard for his character.
No.
I really don't think
he's
so.
Pretty much him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brian Cox has given his views on the ending of Succession at season 4. Here's what he said.
I love endings. I mean, I do. I mean, I'm not one of these people who cling to things and say, oh, this wonderful thing that happened. I mean, we had a great time. There's no question. And it's reached its natural end, and it's fine. I'm fine with it.
His voice is so synonymous now with Virgin Media, isn't it?
I don't know who my favourite character is. You're watching the end of season 3 now, which is, you're going to watch the last one tonight.
Last episode tonight. I cannot wait.
It's really good, and you only have to wait like a couple of days then to see the next one. I think Shiv is amazing.
She's brilliant.
I really think she's awesome. Like all the sons are great. The guy who kind of talks like that, what's his name?
Is the Jeremy son. Strong, what's his real name?
The eldest son. Yeah, well, that's right, Dad. I don't know about it. It's so good. There is nobody bad in it.
I love the Tomless. Tom and Greg. It's
yes.
Tomless.
They are great.
They're not gay, but I want them to be together. Does that make sense?
First.
Coming up on the documentary channel tonight, the story of speed bumps.
The bigger the speed bump, the bigger the scanger. Did you ever drive down a road and think the speed bumps were huge? Yeah, well, that's because you got an infestation of boy racers. We can help you with that.
Rodney Ridey has been the CEO of the speed bump company since 1982. On Wednesday night, we take a look at behind the scenes of the speed bump world.
Yeah, I've got every kind of speed bump. Big speed bumps, pointy speed bumps, speed humps. I've got everything that can slow down any scanger's gallop, you know what I mean?
The story of speed bumps.
Another thing about speed bumps that you probably don't know is if you're driving along and the speed bump is actually very smooth and you just glide over it, that means a politician lives on that road.
The story of speed bumps, coming this Wednesday night to the documentary channel.
Oh, Jesus, that was a big one. You feel that, did you? That's a bone rattler.
Fed up with drivers like these? The government, they're a disgrace.
You can see the size of that pothole, did you?
I first met my wife in 1996.
Well, now you can turn all that chatter into cash. No Gab Cabs.
No Gab Cabs.
We'll refund you the money for your fare if the driver even says hello. No conversation. No chat. No waffle. No yakety yakety yakety. No problem. No Gab Cabs! No questions about where you've been that night, or comparing it to stuff he did 10 years ago, the last time he was allowed out for a night out. No Gab Cabs! Can I not even say thanks? No! Can I not even ask them where they're going? No!
I had a dream. I got new dishwasher tablets. My dishes are so clean. And if I'm being honest, I stack my dishwasher rightly. It cleans my dishes oh so nicely. I love doing the dishes. I do them with my missus. Dishwasher tablets. Make sure you don't run out of them, because it's a pain when you do.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Okay, Jess, how are you? Jess.
Jim, how are you?
I'm very good, Jess.
It's a very misty Tuesday, isn't it? It's very strange from what it was like this morning.
Look, it's nicer than it has been in the last couple of days.
Yes,
it is. So
there's no rain.
There's no rain. What's your plans for today?
I am heading into work.
Okay, and can you tell us what you do, or is that a secret?
No, not a secret. I'm a business manager for Windsor Motors.
Windsor Motors, okay. What's your favourite car?
Yeah. I'll say the Qashqai. Qashqai. One right now.
Is that the best-selling one as well, is it?
It's available.
Yeah. It's very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Right, €1,000, Jess. What would you do with it?
I would go on holiday, probably.
Okay. Jess, we're going to get down to business. I need to get my questions.
Okay.
They're right here.
Jess, what's for lunch today while we're waiting for his questions? What are you having?
Leftover from dinner from last night.
What was that?
Chicken and potatoes. Very original.
Yeah, but you'd be very glad of it. And it won't cost you like £9, will it?
That is true. You know I had a salad yesterday and that's what that cost.
There you go.
As Homer Simpson says, you don't get friends with salad. Let's play.
Let's do it.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Grogu or Baby Yoda is a character in which TV show?
The Mandalorian.
In which city was the Titanic built?
Belfast.
Are the colours on the German flag horizontal or vertical?
Horizontal.
Who is the new presenter of the Great British Bake Off?
Alison Hammond.
True or false? Beyoncé Knowles is from Chicago originally.
True.
Adam Wiles is a very famous Scottish DJ and musician. What's his stage name? Adam Wiles.
Calvin Harris.
What's the name of the device submarines use to see above water?
Telescope.
Zoe Kravitz played what superhero?
Catwoman.
Adore You and Sign of the Times were hits for which artist?
Sorry, say that again.
Adore You and Sign of the Times were hits for which artist?
I don't know.
Give us any name.
I'll
go again. What is the name of the Tottenham Hotspur troubled manager? Tottenham.
God.
I'm really not happy.
No,
I'm very. Like all the fans, I am not happy.
Do you like him, but you're angry with him at the same time?
I like him. Yeah. I see that Jose had a bad time within the same situation.
So it's the uppers.
I love Poch. So yeah, I think so. I think that's the problem. I don't think that's not going to fix it. Whoever the manager is, but let's talk about that later. We could go on. Right. Now I need to ask you a question. I have a question mark here. Number 7, what's the device submarines use to see above water? What did you say?
I said telescope, but it's a periscope.
It is a periscope, unfortunately. I thought you said maybe. Okay, so let's go. Mandalorian is correct. Belfast is correct. Horizontal. Yeah, the lines go horizontal on the German flag. Alison Hammond, as somebody said, she is a great agent. Fantastic agent. Like, she's just nailing it. Like, she's getting everything.
She's just so jubbly, isn't she? I love her.
She's very likeable. Beyoncé Knowles is from Texas originally. So that was false. Calvin Harris was right. Periscope. Catwoman, Zoe Kravitz was. You got that. Harry Styles.
Yeah, sign I was the thinking times in One Direction and I just couldn't figure what
you were getting there. Yeah, it was in the right part of your brain. And Conte is the manager. So.
Okay.
You got 7, I think, today.
I think it's a 6.
Oh, no.
I think it's a 6. Yeah, it's a 6, unfortunately.
Look, you got a chicken and spuds for your lunch. I think you're winning against 3 of us today.
It's going to be good. Would you like a strawberry or a cuddle mug to wash it down? To wash down your tasty beverage?
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
So David Letterman has revealed that Bono and The Edge wrote a song about him or for him. He hosted a show in Ireland with the lads for the Disney Plus. It's called Bono and The Edge, a sort of homecoming with Letterman. And they did a gig in the Academy with fans all around in a circle.
I wonder who they got, because usually you'd hear about these things before it happens.
Well, it was kept very tight. Yeah. Even after the gig, I didn't hear about it. So when I saw the gig, I was like, oh my God, look at that. How did nobody know about that?
I knew about McDade's and yeah. Hazel from FM104 News. I was like, ring McDade's there, will you?
Was she there?
She rang them. They weren't too happy that they found out about it. How do you know about this?
Well, there's pictures of them going into McDade's. There's camera crew.
This is before the photographs were happening. Okay. I get a tip off from someone local.
Oh dear.
He's like, go on, do that. You ring.
Anyway, so Letterman has revealed, and he hosted the show, and here's what he said.
And Ed says, you know, I was up till 3 o'clock last night writing this song. And I thought, oh, be darned, hoping that that'd be the end of it. They start getting out sheet music, and the band, everybody's got an arrangement, and they're singing this song that the night before they have created. And I'm thinking two things. Oh, I hope this goes away. And secondly, I'm thinking, oh my God, this is not bad. So it turns out to be a real deal. And if you're going to have, and these guys aren't kidding around writing songs.
So he seems to be a massive fan. He was on The Dart. He was with Glenn Hansard on The Dart.
He was with Panty?
He was with Panty. He was out in Greystones, and he was in Black Rock and all these other places. And he was at the gig, obviously. And he said to them, they were doing the gig, and he said to Bono on The Edge, you know, there's another gig happening in Croke Park tonight. It's Larry and Adam. It's going down very well. So it was funny. So they seem to know each other a long time. Also about Disney Plus, another documentary is Ed Sheeran. He's going to open up about his wife Cherry's health scare and the death of his friend Jamal Edwards in a tell-all docu-series for Disney Plus as well. That's going to come, I think, next month.
Yeah, they're flying out with a lot of documentaries at the minute.
His new song Eyes Closed will be out on Friday, and he's announced a four-part The Sum of It All, which is premiere on May the 3rd. So there you go. So, four-parter.
Something to look forward to.
Following him around, I'd say, for the last year or so, and covering some of the big things that happened in his life.
Yeah, there's been loads of stuff happening to Ed. And he plays Dublin next week, by the way, 30th of March. If you got one of those golden tickets, fair play, because they are very hard to get.
Are you going?
No, didn't get tickets.
Florence Pugh has been talking about her granny Pat and has accompanied her on the red carpet during the award season. Pat has become an overnight influencer this year, and she told a story about granny Pat getting gifted a bag in Ireland recently, because she was here, wasn't she, filming?
She was filming here, so she's mentioned this on American TV about granny Pat and Ireland.
Go on, granny Pat.
She actually got her first gifting. Like, she's now so famous that people are gifting her things. And I went to Ireland and someone came and gave her a gift, and when she received it, months later, she goes, you must give me the address of that person. And I was like, which person are you talking about? And she goes, the person that gave me that beautiful handbag. I need to write her a thank you note.
Granny Pat. And the fact that her name is Granny Pat and she was in Ireland.
And yeah, but Florence Pugh has filmed a few things here.
She has. The latest one she was in, I think it premiered in The Lighthouse.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her the other day. Somebody, some very famous, it might have been Vogue or one of those fashion photographers, they took a picture of her on some steps. Man, like, what a movie star. She just looks...
She's a star.
Well, timeless, like, really good. And Hannah Waddingham has explained why she rewatches Season 1, Episode 4 of Ted Lasso to reaffirm her understanding of her character, Rebecca Welton. It's a great old character. Here's what she says. Where is she gone?
Six.
There she is. Ted.
I went back to it before we started shooting on 3, and I dipped into it during 2 as well, just as a little bit of a barometer for me,
like
of who,
pipe,
yeah, 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 like who Keely was then
yeah.
and how she informed Rebecca and Rebecca informed her, where Rebecca was with Ted, you know, if there are any glimpses of this, that, you know, the Sam and Rebecca thing that started, or just laying eyes on Nate and not having a clue who he was and all those kind of things. Just getting back to that.
Yeah.
Very much a kind of little pitch pipe, very much so.
And they were in the White House the other night.
I saw that. And Niall Horan as well.
Yeah, they're all there. And they were doing something, I can't remember what they were doing there, but they were doing something for, was it mental health or something like that?
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Jason Sudeikis?
Sudeikis.
He's big into mental health and yes. all that, and he was flying the flag.
Fair play to him.
Joe Biden.
But look, if you're a Harry Potter fan, I know loads of adult Harry Potter fans who are really, really into it. They reread the books all the time. If you're marrying somebody who's also a Harry Potter fan, this could be a thing for you. They did it. It's kind of a viral sensation now. People are saying it's amazing. So the whole theme of the wedding was Harry Potter.
Which really?
Which is easy enough to do because it's like tables
and wizards,
chairs. Well, yeah,
all the props.
I presume they dressed up as wizards or whatever. Yeah, and in ropes, and you had candles lying down and stuff. Like. They had a sorting hat to tell you what table to sit at.
That's great.
So they had four big tables, so they could have Slytherin or whatever, Quidditch or whatever it is. Or Quidditch the game, isn't it? Sorry, Hufflepuff. Or I can't remember the four. Anyway, the sorting hat actually works and speaks and it looks and sounds just like the real one. Actually, the sorting hat in Harry Potter, right?
This is...
Here we go. The sorting hat in Harry Potter, is the FNAF4... voiceover.
Really?
Yes, Mark Silk.
I never knew that.
He's the sorting hat in Harry Potter, yeah.
Who's he going, this is FM 104?
No, he does a million different voices. He's in everything.
Someone told me before he's in Star Wars or Star Trek.
He's in Star Wars. He's the voice of Bob the Builder, the new one. He's in everything.
Is he Bob?
He's Bob, yeah.
That's mad.
He's Bob, yeah. So he is the sorting hat. And
so people can get married now in Harry Potter world.
Oh, can they?
You know, is that what you're saying? Like,
no,
the Harry Potter
they had a theme. No, so they had the sorting hat told them where to sit. But the thing, like, you move a key and the hat starts talking and it says, like, could Jim Nugent please go and sit at Hufflepuff?
Ah, that's lovely.
So it's good crack, yeah. So
that's
if you're
great.
Really into it, like, you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of friends there going, okay, they need to get out more. But, like, if that's what you're into, why not?
It reminds me of, you know that show, is it Don't Tell the Bride?
Yes.
I read an article recently about that. I always thought, you know, magic of television, throw a sprinkle of, you know, look, let's keep quiet. This didn't happen. Apparently, it does happen. Like, they're kept away from each other for 2 weeks.
Oh.
The bride and the groom. And they're not that they're forced. They're kind of like, go on, I think you should do this. And that's how it alludes to lads being Egypts.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
spending all the money and going to Vegas and all that
they're
sort of
malarkey. They're nudged in a crazy way.
Yeah.
My partner's sister is doing a Harry Potter theme in November. There you go. Tell them about the sorting hat. Make sure they see that.
But I have so many questions though on that.
Yeah.
I missed Harry Potter.
Did you not see it?
As in I never got into it.
Okay.
I don't like reading. I'm not a good reader.
Okay.
I've only read 5 books in my life.
They made them into these things called movies as well. They're available to stream.
But you know when you kind of people get into all that and yeah. that's their thing. My friend Emma is a massive Harry Potter fan.
Yeah.
Massive. Has the little, that you know, the little wand.
The little wand, yeah.
And all, she can tell you everything about it. So I'm just so interested to knowing what happens at that wedding. Like, is it going to be...
Well, do you know what the sorting hat is?
I do, yeah. No, I do know what the sorting hat is.
So, yeah, so that's kind of the thing. Like, there's all sad. Like, I presume it's like the banquet room thing. Like whatever it's called.
What I love about it is it's harmless and it's a bit of crack. When you walk in, it's not the same elf white sheets that you see everywhere.
I saw a stand-up comedian and he said that J.K. Rowling just rewrote Star Wars because it's an orphan. Harry Potter's an orphan, right?
Yeah.
Goes to live with his uncle. He's not a very nice uncle. And then he goes, he has another uncle who comes and looks after him and takes him to a magical place where there's an even wiser uncle who trains him. Dumbledore, Yoda. And then he gets together with his friends and he's a friend who is kind of like a sister to him. Hermione.
I
Princess
think you're
Leia.
Onto something.
And there's a scruffy one who's kind of the comic relief. Han Solo. Ron.
You're onto something
and
there.
There's so many similarities between Star Wars and that.
That is mad. You're actually right. Because then everyone knows the story of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Everyone knows. You're a wizard, so, Harry. That's Mira, all I usually say.
Give us an update. Will you give us an update in a second?
Right, so yesterday something happened to my house. The deep cleaners arrived after a week of sleeping in a different bed.
How many deep cleaners come?
Three.
Three, okay.
So at 3:30 yesterday, three deep cleaners arrived at my house. Because if you're only listening now, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I found a spider in me jocks before I came into work the other morning. And then when I went back home later on that day, there were two spiders in the bed. So I ring my mum, which is the worst thing you can ever do because she's always negative Nelly. And she goes, oh, you might have an infestation there. There might be something. And I know she was wrong, but because she has said those words, it then went into my brain in those hour and a half my other half got home and said, why have you moved all our clothes into the spare room that we have at the minute?
Okay.
So we're currently sleeping in the spare room for the past 7 days.
You got rid of your bed.
The bed left. Some fella, actually, there's a business that you ring them up and they bring your bed.
Take it away for free.
No, no, you have to pay for that. You have to pay them.
All right.
This has been a very expensive moment.
I could have given you a website. You could have taken away from nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
The week before payday, everybody, can I just remind you all that?
Yeah.
It's been quite expensive week. Anyway, so the bed's gone. The room is completely stripped. There's nothing there. And these fellas come yesterday. Sorry, two ladies and a man come with this big, massive, look like Nunu from the Teletubbies.
Okay.
Right? And they have another big mechanism and they have bags and all that sort of stuff. And they're getting ready to go into those two rooms to absolutely destroy them and make them all beautiful again.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what happened then?
Go on.
So it costs a certain amount of money to get this done. And I had told them it was two rooms. But obviously that's your one that you ring up and go.
Yeah.
So these three people are just the workers. So they walk in. Right? I have had, can I just give an explanation before I say this? I have had a very busy week. So I've been coming in, getting stripped, you know, throwing the clothes on the chair.
Yeah, you've had a lot of gigs on, yeah?
Yeah, had takeaways. So, you know, the bag, the rubbish bin may be a bit overflowing.
Okay.
And everything's a bit messy and all that. Just remember, it is only my bedroom and the bathroom that is getting done. That's
right.
All that's getting done. That's all we'd agreed on. The cleaners walked in and they looked at the kitchen and the bedroom and they went, oh, this is very dirty. This is very dirty. I said, it's not this room. It's the other room.
It's the wrong room.
Let's do the whole gap for you. So as they were cleaning the bedroom and the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, how many people do that? They tidy up before anyone comes around.
And they judged me.
Oh,
they judged me.
No.
And they were in the ladies in their 50s or 60s and they looked very holy and there was something in the room and they left it on the television. Oh, I can't. I've been so embarrassed.
Sorry, you savage.
I know, but the room, it was clean.
He's been very busy. He's been on the telly.
Oh
dear.
This room is very dirty. It's going to cost an extra 100 quid. I was like, it's not this room. It's the rooms down the back.
So are they coming back next week to the rest?
I never want to see them again. So Niall Horan's mate, Roman Kemp. I actually saw this on Sunday evening. I was sitting down, about to watch a bit of TV, and he had posted up a picture, right? So he's lying on his bed, there's a match on, and he's holding up a Cadbury cream egg. White and brown.
No!
And
I know,
goes,
I don't even like those, and I know what the story is with the competition.
Yeah.
The competitions don't eat it.
He goes, this is a bit strange, isn't it?
No!
That is all. Turns out that he posted that photograph up 15 minutes after eating it.
No!
Ate it.
So just to explain, so Cadbury's cream egg, obviously it's got that kind of goo in the middle and the chocolate on the outside. The special ones are kind of, have one side is white, is it?
One side is white and one side is normal, which is the brown part. And in England, I don't know how much it is in Ireland, but in England you can win 10 grand if you find them.
No.
Probably different in Ireland. I don't know what, but it's still the same premise. You win a bit of cash.
This isn't a joke now to do with Cadbury's and having a laugh. No.
So the replies underneath are going, you plonker. How did you do this? And he said he didn't know. So the next day, he's on the radio, on his radio show, and he's talking about it, and he goes, this is not an ad. I'd get in trouble if this was an ad.
Yeah,
this is not an ad for Cadbury. I genuinely edit. And his Instagram stories yesterday, they're actually still up where he's talking about it. He just goes, I just thought it was weird. He says, in his head, he had seen the adverts and ad campaigns that Cadbury had, but he just never connected it.
No.
10 grand. He ate 10 grand.
So that's, and is that competition open to Ireland? Or is
it's open to Ireland. I don't know how much money you get for Ireland ones, but it's open to Ireland as well. They had a massive issue, I think, all around the world where people were going, trying to open them up in shops all around the world.
The thing back. So it's like the golden ticket vibe. So it's like the Willy Wonka. So I know a friend of our family's, he he won a thing. There was a competition years ago in some garage, right? And it was find the tiger, win 20,000. And we're talking, this is years and years ago. So 20,000 was a lot of money, right? And it was find three tigers. He's in a pub talking to his friends and he goes, oh, find the tiger. I'd love to win that. He said, I got the three tigers, but they weren't in a line. And everybody stopped what they were doing. The whole pub kind of, what? He's like, yeah, they have to be in a line, don't they? No. Like, you scratch them off, right? It was a scratch card. It was a massive campaign. And he said, no, if you had three tigers, that's 20,000. Find the tigers, win 20,000. He went to, I think it was Carrick Mines dump, which he was just a big dump then. You were able to go up and there was just seagulls. And back then, he went and spent about 2 weeks going through everybody's rubbish, trying to find his own rubbish.
Did he find it?
No.
Oh, God.
Stand up there getting attacked by seagulls. 20 grand he threw away, which is the equivalent of, I don't know, 100,000 or more now. Easy.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.